Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hi, it's Matt Leon. Division III Ursinus College out in Collegeville has a new head women's basketball coach, Bobby Morgan, taking over the program. Now, if that name sounds familiar, it's probably because Morgan enjoyed a ton of success at another Centennial Conference school, Haverford College, before stepping down from the Fords earlier this year to take a position at the Agnes Irwin School in Bryn Mawr. But now she's back in the college game and with the Bears, and I caught up with her to talk about the decision to take the Ursinus job and a lot more. Give a listen. So to start, this news came as a surprise to me. I did not expect to see that come across my Twitter feed. Talk a little bit about how you coming to Ursinus came together.
So it's a little bit of a surprise to me too. I had just started a new job at Agnes Irwin as the assistant AD and thought I was getting out of college coaching. I made that decision. It was a difficult decision, but I made it. And I was sitting on the beach on Labor Day weekend, and I got a phone call from Kevin Small from Ursinus. They had a very abrupt change in their coach and asking me if I would like to coach at Ursinus. And I said, no, I have a job. And then, I mean, you know, a couple conversations later, it started to make sense to me. And, you know, like I said, my own daughter is a senior on the lacrosse team there, and she's loved it. So that ultimately was a big part in me making that decision to say yes.
Has it settled in yet? I mean, because I think, you know, it only became public as we're talking on Monday late last week. Does it still seem a little surreal?
I mean, this happened literally in the span of less than a week, you know, and it had to really because they needed to know if I was interested or else move on. And so, yeah, it does seem surreal. And, you know, I'm still trying to finish up with the folks at Agnes Irwin because, you know, it was a very short notice for them, and I'll be starting at Ursinus on Monday, and then the season starts in 2 weeks. So yeah, it's been a whirlwind.
You were the coach at Haverford for people that are listening that aren't aware. How much — this is a difficult situation to jump into this late, as you mentioned, how close to the season — but how much does having a working knowledge of the conference and probably a working knowledge just from scouting reports and game planning of what Ursinus has on the roster, you know, does that help at all? I mean, I know we're talking a year that was kind of lost to COVID, but does that help accelerate the process?
Well, I think I know the conference, right? I probably know the conference as well as anyone, but there have been a lot of coaching changes, and you know, none of us played in the last year. So I think you're going to have — every roster is going to have two classes of kids that have never played competitive college basketball, freshman and sophomore. And so I think that, and then everyone's lost things. So it's almost like a start from scratch for everyone in many ways. I mean, but I think knowing the style of play, knowing how to be successful in the conference is definitely going to help.
To that point of like two classes that haven't played, does that almost make it easier to put — you're not trying to erase something a kid knows or adjust something a kid knows. You can kind of start with, this is how we do things here, and it's kind of their starting ground for college basketball.
Yeah, and I think that's the case for everyone, right? And I also think, I mean, to me, you know, all of these kids went through so much last year, like missing a season, the high school — some of them played, some of them didn't, depending on where they're from. So I just think everyone's going to be so happy to play. And then, you know, for me, I look at it, I I'll build on whatever is there talent wise, but you know, it's going to be starting from scratch.
Have you had a chance to really look at the roster? I know, I imagine you haven't had a chance to talk to any players, but have you really had a chance to digest what you're inheriting?
So I actually, on Thursday, I had a chance to meet the team very briefly and talk with them. And I do know some of them because my daughter actually is friends with some of them. I mean, they're all at the same college. And, you know, there's a couple seniors, Gabby Downs, and a few kids that I knew or did coach against, but most of them I did not. Most of them are new or, you know, didn't play significant minutes back in the day, 2 years ago when we were playing. So, but, you know, in some ways that's great. You know, it's a clean slate for them. We're going to come in and just see what we got.
And can we expect from a style of play wise, the intense, intense defense we were used to at Haverford?
I mean, that's kind of been what I've done my whole career. I mean, I even talked to them about that. Like that, we didn't really talk much about X and O or anything, but they asked me what they thought would be our hallmark. And I said, we're going to be really, you know, tough, gritty, and we're going to defend. And, you know, those were the words that I used at Haverford for 13 years and at Cabrini. So, you know, and you can start with that, then because offense is harder than defense. You know, it takes time to develop that, but you can get good at defense if you just make up your mind, I think.
You mentioned you thought you were out of college coaching. What's been reaction from your friends in the area and the other coaches in the area? Have you gotten a lot of like, what has been the reaction?
Yeah, I got some crazy texts from friends. Like, because, you know, I had shared my reasons for leaving and there were so many of them too. I mean, you know, just a lot of time during COVID to think and I was kind of bragging about like my summers are going to be different. I won't be recruiting. And, you know, so what happens all of a sudden? And I really didn't tell anyone. It happened so quickly. I barely had time to tell my own children and my husband, like, well, my husband knew, but my children. So, they were just like, what? But it was pretty fun. I got a lot of funny memes sent to me too. Like, you know, just people shaking their heads and going, she's back and that kind of stuff. So, but I mean, there's a lot of my really good friends are D3 coaches and even Philly area coaches. So, you know, it'll be fun.
And how weird will it be the first time you have to play Haverford and play against kids you coached?
Oh, you know, I mean, that's the one thing that I won't look forward to. I mean, I love those kids. They're fantastic. You know, and I didn't, you know, leaving them was the hard part. I mean, I made a decision to leave Haverford College and that was separate from that. But they're wonderful. But, you know, I think they're going to be a really good team. I told them that when I, you know, talked to them when I was leaving. I hope they soar. I hope they do great. You know, obviously I'm going to be competing against them twice, so I'll be trying to win those games. But, you know, I mean, in some ways, just being able to watch them do well is going to be fun for me, even when we're not playing against them. So.
And your daughter that plays at Ursinus, what was her? You talked about your kid's reaction, but her specifically, what was her reaction?
Well, I trust her, but she was probably one of the last persons that found out because she lives with a couple of women on the basketball team. They're in a suite. And I just didn't want it to somehow become out before. And she's really excited. So for her, it's a win-win because I'll have my car there every day. So she'll use my car and she'll probably hit me up for money. But no, she's excited. You know, my kids all played sports in the Centennial Conference. My son, we're at Washington College with basketball and baseball. So and she thinks it's really cool. So she's excited.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.